You are listening to Dad Bod's podcast. Enjoy, and remember to always cash tickets.
Welcome, everybody, to part two of our Dad Bod's MLB preview special featuring us two, obviously. Punisher Picks right here, and my partner. He's going to speak in a second if he can. He's doing hand gestures. He forgot this is an audio only.
Right. We're going back to the video. Going back to our roots.
Back to our roots. So we're going to recap real quick a little bit of what we talked about on part one. The odds fellow was not
off first. You said we're not going on video,
right? Well, I still can see you. But let's recap a little bit what we talked about on part one, and then we're going to get C2 at 40-year-old vision in here in about. What, 8 minutes or so?
Yep.
He's going to click in about 10. In 10 minutes. So I tweeted the picks out today. And I wanted to ask you, you've been looking them over. Are you surprised by any of these? Or
I'm impressed with his bankroll management.
Right.
Number one, make sure you go to Dad Bod's huge. On Twitter. He's got a huge bankroll. Huge, huge bankroll.
You need
a huge bankroll. You got a bankroll manager.
Huge.
Huge. No, I think I like these picks. I mean, I'm very behind on my baseball. NBA right. has been keeping me busy. So I'm using this as my full-on prep. I'm going to use the two of you. I'm going to use the shit out of C2. It's what I used episode one for, my baseball prep. And I'm going to ease into the season while the Nets continue tanking against the Knicks. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Looking at the futures list.
I know one you're going to agree with. Right off, well, two you're probably going to agree with right off the bat.
The Blue Jays beating up on the fucking terrible Yankees, number one. Yes. Red Sox under 85.
Yeah, that's the one I was looking at. The Red Sox under 85.
No, my favorite one on here that stood out, and the number's high, is the Giants under 86.5.
Yeah,
I've just felt strongly with that team that you're going to see some form of regression.
Well, no Chris Bryant, and then there's – I don't think they really had any key additions, but like last year, it seemed like everything that could have gone right for the Giants did.
Exactly. They hung in the race. They battled the Dodgers all season long. So, you know, it was interesting. The one I really like is the other one from so that's my favorite season win total. Joking about the Red Sox. I think that's actually a super sharp number. I think
it's gonna be tight.
The benefit on the Red Sox one is you get that division is going to beat the living shit.
Yeah. And that's the problem. And that's the deal with that division. I think we talked about that a little bit too, about with it being so loaded with the top four teams or all potential playoff teams, that it's going to come down to the trade deadline and injuries probably to figure out who advances out of the Jays, Rays, Absolutely. Sox and Yanks. So you could probably toss all four of those teams in a jar, toss it up and pick out the winner. He's going with the Jays, which I like. They'll be healthy.
They're hungry. Stacked. They're hungry for it too. I think you almost have to look at motivation with the six teams getting into the playoffs.
Right.
Right. It's a little bit of a wrinkle of where some of these veteran teams or more experienced teams might take their foot off the gas a little bit and try to go into this wild card BS that's happening.
Yeah.
The Blue Jays want to get in. Right. Think about how young and scrappy and hungry. And I say young loosely, right? Those guys have now been around the block and had a couple.
Well, they need some playoff. Yeah. They need some playoff. What do I call it? Experience.
Yeah. The other one I like a little bit, and I wanted to get your take on it too, was the NL West. Now he's betting two sides of it too here, protecting himself. Obviously the Dodgers are the heavy favorite. I don't hate the Padres at that number.
Right.
At plus 395. I think what worries me a little bit is Tatis is out till what, June?
June. And, you know, I think that's why the number is probably so high.
Yeah.
And the NL West is pretty loaded because the Giants, the Giants lost a lot, but they're still the Giants. So Posey retired, for example. I don't know if you knew that. I'd forgotten that.
I did know that.
And then
he retired 3 years ago, though.
Yeah, and they lost. I mean, they lost Posey. They lost Chris Bryant. And I think they lost one more guy as well. So they really didn't have any true key additions other than, you know, I think they got Alex Cobb or something, a pitcher. And they basically loaded up on pitching, which is what the Giants do. They load up on pitching. And then
they play sound fundamental baseball, right?
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So that's the NL, or what used to be the NL. This is not the NL anymore. It's universal DH. You can't forget that. That's going to be the hardest thing about this season to me.
Especially, I want to talk with C2 a little bit about it on the win on capping totals, right?
Yes. He's
a totals guy. Now that throws off all of the averages and the historical data in the NL, right?
Yes. Big time. I mean, it should lead to more runs, but I don't know. I mean, maybe it'll
really
be a wash.
It comes down to whatever Commissioner Manfred did with the baseballs and the bats and all the fun stuff this year. I mean,
yes.
We all know Major League controls the flow of the game, right?
And we talked about that last week. Yeah. And C2 was saying that, like sometimes during the season, one team would get one balls and one team would get another type of, like, there'd be different balls. That's like they would give better teams the better balls.
Right.
And the worst teams, the dead balls. Like, what?
Crazy, right?
I mean, if you're a player, no wonder it took so long for them to come to a deal when that's how shady the MLB is.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. If you're a player and you're on a shitty team and you're playing a game that's not a primetime ESPN game or a game that they want eyeballs on, you don't get the good balls.
Yeah.
Therefore, your numbers go down.
You don't get the KBO balls.
Oh, geez. The other thing is, how long is it going to, and we talked about this last time too, but how long is it going to take for you to call Cleveland the Guardians?
Oh, I mean, I still do it with the Washington football team.
You'd almost did it again, didn't you?
I know. I almost just did it.
I know. I do too. And so the interesting, I was talking about the Chase and the channel a little bit today. And I was setting up sheets all day and kind of refreshing myself and finishing up some lingering stuff I hadn't done yet before MLB started. And I have all the teams listed alphabetically. And it goes Giants, Indians.
I think I'm missing one.
No, it goes Giants, Indians, and then whoever's after the Indians. I forgot who it was. So the Indians changed their name to the Guardians now. Guess where they are alphabetically in the MLB? The exact same spot.
No movement. That's super interesting. So they don't give up a spot. So there's nothing in between that slot. You think that's why they did it?
I think so. I mean, I don't know if that's why they did it, but it could be one of the reasons.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Like, because I thought I was going to have to resort or something, but it goes like Giants because there's no J.
What did the football team do?
There's only two G teams.
What was the football team move? There's no way they did the same thing.
Football team was the Commanders, right?
Yeah, so that way. That goes the other way.
They're the Redskins. Yeah, that's not going to work. But, I'll cut that in post. But no, dude, isn't that wild? That was like mind-blowing to me.
That's
as
really
you know, so part of me thinks they did that on purpose, and part of me just thinks it's pure coincidence. But
no, it's all related. Juice balls, alphabetical name changes, and season totals, baby. We are back. I can't wait for baseball.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk C2 real quick. He's going to be on in what, 1 or 2 minutes?
Yeah.
But first, I want to let everybody know before he comes on to go ahead and go follow him at 40-year-old vision. One word, no underscores, at 40-year-old vision. And sign up for his package. He's running like $100 off promo right now. So sign up for his team total plays, or not team total. He does game totals, game totals
and team totals
and some first. And I think he does some first five too, but everything is total related.
First five,
no,
right.
You know,
first
no
five,
money lines or game lines.
Yep.
So, and he provides a great service. He does it all on Twitter. So go ahead and sign up for that. Sign up for our deal as well, but we want to promote C2 today.
Yeah.
And then we also should mention that this podcast is sponsored by none other than Viva Tequila Seltzers. Go follow them at Viva Seltzer on Twitter. Pick up their stuff. If they're not available in your area, send them a message and let them know. Also let them know you listen to the show. I will be drinking one right now, but I hammered through those this weekend.
They're so good. The huckleberry is my favorite. I mean, you got huckleberry, grapefruit, watermelon, and elderberry, which is also delicious.
Elderberry. I can't pick. They're all tied for first in the book.
But check them out at Viva Seltzer, one word on Twitter. VivaTequilaSeltzer.com, one word, the website. But like Punt said, hit them up.
Hit them up. And let's get C2 on. What do you say?
Let's go. See you on the other side of some baseball totals. Thank you for sticking with us, folks. As we promised, he's here. He was on time, a punctual fellow. You can also find him on Twitter, C2, at 40-year-old vision, one word. You know, I this is my third show of the day. I've been a busy man today. I was talking a lot of NBA hoops with Sharks and Sports, and I've been calling him the NBA GOAT. But I like to call you, my friend, the MLB totals GOAT. So it's a pleasure to have you back. I know we love doing it. This is actually part two of the breakdown, right?
Yeah.
So we're back for a little bit more.
Yeah. So C2, I posted your plays on Twitter today, right?
I did.
I think you liked it.
Yep.
Did he retweet it?
So
I ran it by you to make sure they're correct. Yeah. I ran it by you to make sure they're correct, first of all. And you did make a correction for me, which was nice.
Quality control.
And I ran these by the odds fellow during our initial segment before you got on. Any of these, which ones of these do you think were his favorite? That's what
the newlywed game.
Yeah, I'm going to go with
the newly bet game.
Yep.
The Red Sox under and Yankees to win the World Series.
I actually didn't touch that one with a 10-0 ball.
Okay. All right.
He actually was really down on the Yankees. Let's be honest.
I'm very frustrated.
He liked your Blue Jays bets, and he loved the Giants under. That was his favorite.
Yes, good, good. I've seen that one's moved a couple, I think, a couple games. Since we announced them 2 weeks ago Sunday, I wanted to make sure I gave you the lines that we talked about that night. You know, Mets now are a plus 2,000 instead of a plus 1,200. But DeGrom news wasn't out yet. We're still not sure on Scherzer. But each of those totals, some of them moved two games. I think the Athletics is now a 70.5 instead of a 68.5. So, you know, but there are a few that went the other way too. So, yeah.
Either way, we got it documented.
Just kind of depends.
We got it documented. We're going to see how these go. I'm going to work up maybe a better graphic than this one. But, you know, it does the trick. So we'll be able to see how we do and follow our, you know, because I'm going to bet all these two and ride with you because we're all a team here. So looking forward to that. But let's get into tomorrow. So opening day is tomorrow, as if you're listening, probably today. Already one cancellation. Red Sox Yankees, the game I was most forward to looking to watch, is canceled. I know the odds fellow was pumped to go to the game.
Yeah, as is Mariners Twins.
Okay, so Mariners Twins is gone now.
So I had three games picked out. Yankees and Twins were two of those. I'm assuming we're still going to have the same lineups for Friday.
Right.
So I'm looking at unders in both of those on Friday.
Okay.
Nothing to confirm until Friday morning when we know everything.
Nothing with the weather that would change either of those two. I don't know how much that factored into the initial cap for those.
No, because Red Sox Yankees are coming in about the same time. Mariners Twins are actually going to be a little bit earlier in the day. But weather should be about the same, other than both were supposed to have some rain. I'll lean under on some rain. But overall it's the matchups, it's the stadiums, it's the time of the year for both. And I liked both of those to go under. So, the third one that I am sticking with is the Guardians Royals over 8. I got that one at minus 114. And I've seen that anywhere from about 115 to 120 now.
Are you strictly one unit, unless otherwise noted, kind of?
Yeah.
What's your deal? Is it to win, or is it to win or risk as well?
How do
you follow on that?
Yeah,
that's what I do too. So
yeah, so I will lay 114 to win 100 on that game. That's what I do throughout the season. I am very, very rarely going to do more than one unit on a single game. Mm-hmm. There were some times a couple of years ago, I was doing two units on the Grand Salami. I'll probably play around with that, but not every book offers the Grand Salami. So I don't offer that anymore as part of the season package. But I'll put that out on free Twitter, you know, occasionally.
Right.
And then, so Royals last year were just starting off, even in the cold, even with wind, they're an over team at home beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. And I really like their lineup. I think they've got some strong rookies and sophomores in there. The Guardians are, you know, Bieber has not, he's given up 7 runs in 4 innings in spring training. And as a stronger, more experienced pitcher, he should be honing his skills, not loosening like that. Mm-hmm. And then Greinke, I think, you know, if I were going to take a side in that, I'd take the Royals. But that one I'm looking it over. I think 8's pretty low number for him.
Yeah. You're right about the Royals lineup. It's exciting, especially with Bobby Witt playing this year and kind of seeing some stuff he did during the spring training, just fucking hammering balls. I mean,
yeah,
they were fun. They were a hard team to bet against last year. Their bullpen was just so bad that they couldn't hold a lead, but they can absolutely hit. And
I had them as a over on season totals last year and just missed by, I think, a couple games. They started off so strong.
Yeah, they just
fell apart. No,
they just didn't have the horses and trying to, but you know, the Royals are going to be a fun team, and that division is weak. So who knows?
Yeah, other than the White Sox, in the charge, and he had a great year, right?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. You know, he's a top 20. He might even be a top 10 for the home run. Lead. So we'll see. That it should be a good season for him. Looking forward to that game. So that's my one out of the three that I had pegged. Mm-hmm. The one that I was waiting on and seeing McGill come for the Mets playing the Nationals. I like that at an under 9. I know it's been moved from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock. So I actually like that. I like the night game a little bit more. Not going to have the rain to factor in.
Gets cold.
It's still going to be cold. Weather's coming in from left at about 10 miles an hour. So, you know, 9, I think, is just a high number. So McGill and Corbin have actually given up 0 runs between the two of them in spring training, which I really like to see, because that means they are honing their skills and they're not testing something different. I don't know if Bieber was trying to test something different, but especially in his second game and the one right before he then comes to the regular season, that's the one that you should be just throwing strikes. And he wasn't, and gave up 3 or 4 runs in 3.1 innings. So really like McGill Corbin matchup. I like the under out in Washington. And so under 9 at 110.
The Biebs is always trying something different. You know that, right?
And that's okay. I don't like seeing somebody try something different the last outing of spring training.
In that spot, right?
Yeah. And if you've got 5 games, and you, which most spring trainings, you're going to get 5 starts. Yeah. You know, right now you're getting 2, most, some are getting 3. So if you're trying stuff and it's not working, you don't have any time to improve it. And you're an opening day pitcher.
Yeah.
I'm worried about that one.
So, yeah. I don't blame you.
So the one that I'm leaning towards, I want to see how it moves. It's already moved on juice. Is I actually like the Brewers. So that if I play 3, that'll be my 3rd. And I think Burns has been pitching really well. 2.43 last year. The worry I come up with is Hendricks. He actually didn't do too bad in spring training, but he could, so one comment on Twitter today, he could give up 3 home runs in the first inning.
I was going to say, it happens. It always happened quick with him last year. Whenever I felt like I was backing him in a good spot, you know, yeah, even if it's Cubs on the money line, it's just like one bad inning, you know,
right,
go south quickly.
I still think it's a 9 or 10 run game.
Yeah.
So 10 and a half is really close. You do have, you know, wind to right center at 19 miles an hour, pretty consistent throughout the game, but it's going to be 43 with a wind chill of about 32. So it's going to be cold. You know, even if you do get contact, the one thing that we've talked that I've been hearing about is humidors in every major league dugout. So the balls will be warm, but you throw a ball 3-4 times in 32 degrees, it's going to cool down and dry out. So I don't know. That one will probably be a play, but it's my third favorite out of what I had left. I would look at overs for the evening games, you know, Braves, Angels, D-backs. But I'm just sticking with those three. I don't want to go too far in, especially day one. I'm looking at four games, and already mentioned the Yankees and the Twins for Friday, looking at two others. Probably all four will be unders, and then kind of get a feel for it. See how the weekend goes. See what the Universal DH does for the National League. See if you are rotating pitchers with an expanded roster a little bit faster. See if starters are staying in 4 innings or 5 innings. See if anybody goes 6, and I doubt it for the next at least couple starts. Because some of these, like I said, if you're not doing 2 or 3, or if you've only done 2 or 3 starts in spring training, you still need a couple more to get up to full speed.
To stretch out, yeah. You mentioned the starters and maybe having a shorter leash. Any new approach for you for first fives? I know the last year, I think, maybe not the first year, but you were definitely dabbling in it a little bit more.
Yeah. Again, probably something I will track the first couple of weeks and then determine if I either, you know, I haven't gone fully into first fives. It's a possibility, especially, but right now, overs, I think, should be full game plays. It's the unders that I really need to pay attention to and see if that's where I need to cut back to a first five.
I like it.
Well, if you're done with plays, let's move on to something more fun.
All right.
Not more fun, but something
a little fun.
Something fun. I'm gonna name a player. I want to see if you guys can name what team they're on now.
Oh God.
Uh-oh.
Oh man.
Let me get my Google search going. Yeah.
You guys ready?
Control F skills.
All right, let's go with what was the one I wanted to do? Andrew McCutchen.
So you're saying Pittsburgh. He's not a Pirate.
Yeah, he's not a Pirate.
That was like 2 years ago.
Because it takes unless you're just dialed in, because we're all capping other sports. It's hard to remember all the what goes on. And
I was gonna say the San Francisco Giants, but I don't
know. I was gonna go Giants as well, but Brewers. I thought that's where okay.
The
Did
Brewers.
He go to the Brewers from the Giants?
He didn't went he go to the Giants Brewers. Last year. I think he went back to Philly last year.
Okay.
Toward the end, I think he was on the Giants and got traded to Philly toward, you know, kind of for the playoff run. But gosh, I could be wrong on that. All right, Corey Kluber, your former Yankee great.
Twins, right?
Nope.
Didn't he go?
He wasn't part of that deal. No.
Oh,
He left. I think he just left.
I'm being really mean right now, though.
So he's at the Red Sox, huh?
No. Nobody is. He is in their division.
Baltimore Orioles.
Oh, no. Okay. Nope. He's not at Toronto?
No. Nope. The Rays.
So he's with the Rays.
Look at that. We went around the horn of the division.
Okay. Wow. Let's do one more. Okay. Let's do one more.
Only one more, because I'm going to be embarrassed while I'm already embarrassed.
Trust me, the listeners don't know these either. It takes a while. This was one. All right. Nick Castellanos.
Former Red.
All right. Rather than guessing,
AL or NL?
Okay. Did he go to the Pirates?
It does start with a P.
Padres.
Phillies is correct. As you are wearing a Philly, it looks like you're wearing a Phillies undershirt there. Yes. So Schwarber went to the Phillies as well. So the Phillies are pretty loaded on offense. They need
big little pitching. L there for the Red Sox to let Schwarber.
Yeah, go. I know. But they picked up Story in his place, which should help. So that's kind of some ones that I didn't remember. And that's why I wanted to ask you guys to kind of remind everybody about these big, big name players that are going to make some impact on their new teams. I mean, the Tigers made a ton of moves. I mean, they got, you know, Eduardo Rodriguez from Boston, Javier Baez from Chicago, Tucker Barnhart from Cleveland, and then a couple pitchers thrown in there, and really didn't lose anybody. And they were a pretty good hitting team last year. So I'm wondering, C2, if you're looking at the Tigers for any overs, did you look at them for last year? Do you remember? It seemed to me that the Tigers could hit last year. Maybe I'm wrong. They could pitch too, but
they did. They had a lot of overs.
They were either way over
their
or
pitching was not helping them out.
No.
And you know they do have. I just went blank. They had two really good rookies last year that I think are still with them. That were pitchers. And if they can come back, I have the Tigers at under 78.5, I believe, just on a win total. But yeah, I especially once the weather breaks, I could see Tiger Stadium having quite a few overs. I just don't know if they're going to win them.
Right. That's kind of what I'm thinking. I think they're kind of like the Royals in that.
Yeah.
I feel like the whole division can hit. I feel like that's the AL Central.
They had some big double digit early in the season games with the Royals last year. So yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And I misspoke. Baez didn't come from the Cubs. He had gone to the Mets first for a little rental period. I'll always remember him as a Cub, not a Met, definitely. Right.
The team I really want to see in that division is the Twins. I think maybe because I'm interested to see how Gary Sanchez performs out of Yankee Stadium and the pressure in a different uniform. But they also retooled a lot too, you know, and
Korea.
Bring Correa in after unloading Donaldson. So interesting moves all around.
Yeah, so they brought in Carlos Correa, Sonny Gray, Gio Urshela and Gary Sanchez. They lost Donaldson, Garver, Pineda
in the AL. It's not pretty all the time.
No, Sonny Gray is an over machine.
Yeah. I like him second in that division. I just don't know that they can beat out the White Sox.
Yeah,
but guess what? Now, guess what? Odds, there is no AL. There is no NL. It's all the same. There's no difference in the rules anymore. Everyone. So there's designations AL and NL, but
no difference.
There's no more pitchers hitting.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I would.
How long is that going to take for us to get used to?
You're going to see Ohtani. You've got some good National League pitchers that can hit.
Yeah, but they're not better than the guy on the bench.
I'd argue a few. Bumgarner.
For a long time, Bumgarner was fun to watch.
Could be. DeGrom can.
Yeah. Do you think any of these pitchers will try to become a full-time DH when they're not pitching?
If you've got the Ohtani rule, why not? If you've got a couple, it's going to be rare. It's probably less than five all year, but I could see it happening.
It's a major value if you can do it. I mean, obviously not everybody can do it, but all these guys are athletes and hit well in high school and in college.
The thing you got to watch is the injuries, not that.
Right.
That's where it comes down to.
And I agree with you.
I'm not trotting DeGrom back out there, right?
No, but I'm not saying that they are better than the DH they have on the bench.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. But if you need a batter in the ninth inning, pull him up.
Right.
And he might be better than that 28th you know, double A guy that you just have sitting there to pitch, you know, two innings.
Yeah. On the flip side of that, I saw that Verdugo is going to start trying to pitch.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently he was a really good pitcher that, you know, that has the ability, but obviously never thought he would or needed again. So he said not this year, but maybe next year he'll be ready to pitch. So that, wow. I thought that was kind of interesting. So you might see more of that
other way.
And that kind of makes the game more exciting when you see that. I know they're trying to do everything they can to make people watch baseball.
I wonder if that gives some of those double A and triple A teams a chance to have some big leaguers come down. Like if Verdugo is going to pitch, he's not going to pitch straight off at the majors. No. He's going to come down. He's going to, you know, pay for the luxury bus for the double A team to go for, you know, 2 or 3 days and pitch a couple times and then come back up. And, you know, when he has some days off, good for him.
Yeah. So I think a normal off season with spring training, you might see more of that. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you before we move on to our home run derby segment that you're going to explain, but how many do you think we'll get back to more full-time DHs like Ortiz? Because it seems like now some AL teams have a full-time DH. Some of them, it's just matchup based. It's the next man it's the guy that isn't playing the field that day DHs, or you know, a righty's on the mound, so you're going to DH a lefty, that kind of thing. Do you think we'll get back now that that's a position and it's a true position on both sides? I wonder if we're going to get guys that are just DHs, just hitters, and what the effect of that will be for the game. Because that's another layer.
I think it's one of the reasons you might see, or you have Pujols coming back to the Cardinals.
Right. I mean, he wouldn't have come back to St. Louis if he had to play first, right?
Right. Yeah. So, yes, I do. I think it will extend power hitters' time in the majors, but I don't know that you're going to see a lot of rookies in a DH position. You're going to see what do they call it? You know, the clubhouse leaders.
Mm-hmm. Or veterans.
They need somebody that has won a World Series that can show, and maybe there is a rookie first baseman that Pujols can train, mm-hmm. but still have a role inside the game.
Because somebody like Pujols is a perfect DH candidate.
Absolutely.
Maybe that's what these guys do when they become veterans. And Pujols is like a super veteran, but
right. Yeah.
A veteran that doesn't necessarily have a position anymore, but they can still hit, you know, like Nelson Cruz.
Yep.
That kind of guy.
Right.
Yeah. Professional hitter.
And they become extra coaches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think you can ever have too many coaches, but now they become very expensive coaches, but if they
that's true.
put a few runs on the board, then they get the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's something I was thinking about today when I was just brainstorming about what we want to talk about. Maybe an angle I haven't heard yet. So anyway, all right. Explain to us your home run derby idea, and then we'll see if I've already explained it to the odds fellow, and it's just going to be us three, which
I'm ready.
Is fine, obviously.
That's right.
So no, give us your deal.
I have a way that we can still get guns involved, even after we've done our little draft. But so picked off the top 26. It just happens to be out of the one of books I had, and so we will go through a round robin. We'll go top to bottom, or odds can go first and pick up five, and they can be, I guess this is where we need to talk to add in guns, but if we separate them out into groups of five or six, we could take one from each level,
right?
And then at the very end, you have five players. At the end of the year, it's the total number of home runs that those five, so you're not drafting five and then you whoever gets the most single home runs wins. It's all five combined. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of strategy there, a little bit of luck. And so I just thought, you know, the winner, the other three of us had, you know, PayPal, and we can figure out how much we want to do to each other. And the loser has to do 3 shots of Malort live at the end of the season on the recap podcast.
And by the bottle.
Future sponsor.
And he had a little asterisk. And by the bottle. Was like the bottle. You got to read the fine print with C2, right. Everybody.
Yeah.
The fine print for his membership is good because it means you get your money back. The fine print for the Home Run Derby contest is not good because it means you have to buy the shittiest thing in the world to drink after you've already lost. Right? Did I get that right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. I'm ready. Let's you want to draw straws?
Do we do? Well, are we gonna put guns in? Because then we need to go.
Well, if we separate into 5,
yeah,
and we go, then guns can take any 5 left. He doesn't have to just take out of, you know, 1 out of each section. He might get the lowest 2, but
right.
Or he picks 1 out of each section, but then he gets 1 home run for each of them. So it balances out since he's going to get whatever's left.
You know what? That'd give him a little flex.
Yeah.
I just say we make guns drink no matter what. He's an automatic loser. I'm just kidding.
Guns gets DeGrom, Baumgartner.
Well, no, that's not fair to give him the 5 we don't pick because we're going to pick all the good pitching ones.
Yeah. No.
We'll just do it with us 3. And okay. if he chooses to get in, he can get in. But let's just do it with us 3. It's a gentleman's wager.
I like it.
We're doing $50 a piece and then
$50 and loser.
Some Malort on top of that.
Yep. Beat it. All right.
I'm ready. Why don't we go C2 first as our guest?
Guest appearance.
All right.
Snake it.
I'll write these down as well so we don't remember them, even though it's recorded.
The fact that Jerry Gallo is this high on the list of the odds makes me want to throw up in my mouth.
Yeah, I...
Are you strikeout totals or home run totals?
Yeah, what are we talking about? I know it's a short porch, guys. I know it's a short porch, but chill.
Gotta make contact first.
Right. All right.
So Guns gets Gallo.
Gallo to round out his pitching stable.
All right, I'm going to take Vlad. If I have to go first, I might as well take the shortest odds.
Right. I know. So I'm going to jump down. First of all, I'm going to go second.
Especially if you're jumping down.
That's right. Pun gets a back to back then.
I'm going to take Trout for a big comeback, future MVP of the league.
I like it. All right. I'm going with Alonso. And Judge only because I want you guys.
I didn't think you
only because
Judge.
I want you guys to cringe every time he hits a home run. I'd be like, son of a
damn it!
I'm gonna have to take Joey Gallo to balance.
I want you to taste that Malort every time you watch Judge hit a home run. All season long.
I'm at Trout. I'm gonna go. Has no one taken Ohtani yet? I can't take 2 from the same team. That's a slippery slope. Do you see the strategy that goes into this?
Yeah.
I'm going to jump down the list. Where did Matt Olson end up? He left.
Braves, Atlanta.
That's an interesting team and squad. But I'm going to take Bryce Harper. I think he's going to have a banner year too.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Yeah. Damn it. All right. I'll take Ohtani then.
Yeah, the hell.
I was hoping he was going to make it back through.
Yeah, no, I wanted Harper and Judge, but
you've ended up with the top 2 odds wise, though.
I know, but I wasn't going to take either one of them.
Here's the thing that worries me about Gallo is I'm worried he's going to get platooned a little bit. I don't know that he's going to be in the lineup all the time. If you look at some of those best Yankee lineups, it might not always include Joey Gallo.
Yeah, I think he's going to DH a lot more without Sanchez and
that's true.
Urshela.
Yep,
there's movement. But I'm going to take let's take Alvarez. Get back to
Jordan. Who was your second guy? C2.
So I've got Vlad and Shohei.
Yeah, but you get to pick again
though. Oh right. Yeah, you get to sneak back. So I can put Alvarez back for a second.
You get a double pick I did. Yeah.
Snake draft.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I was middle every time.
No, you're first.
Oh no, I was. Oh, yeah. Okay.
You could take Alvarez straight out of Oddsville
as now. I can shoot. I kind of feel the way you do with Gallo, but I'm gonna take Stanton.
That's a good one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him too, but I just every time I pick him anything gets hurt.
Yeah.
All right, so I get two.
So I get you got me back down for Alvarez. Now you have two, right?
Yep. So I get two. I'm gonna go with Devers. Although I'm not a huge Devers guy, but I'm going to go with Devers.
But I feel like he's always in the mix. Every year he's in the mix.
He just swings so damn hard. He's going to hit a lot of home runs. And then for my second guy, I'm going Franmil Reyes.
Okay.
He moved back. I think he moved back to Cleveland from San Diego.
Made a big mistake leaving Juan Soto for me.
Ugh.
He was my next. All right.
You get two. Now you get two.
So now I go, and these are my last two.
This is your fourth and your fifth.
All right. Then I'm going to take Schwarber and Chris Bryant. I think Bryant has a fantastic season in Colorado.
Yeah.
That's a great spot for him, right?
I wanted him. I really wanted him. I thought I was going to get him at the end.
Yeah, I've got a 4,500 future on him, and even right now, he's sitting at 5,500, and I've seen him at six, and I'm not sure I'm willing to rebuy.
All right, Mr. Fourth, right? Your last fifth? One.
Or that was
no, his. No, he's got five.
All right, Schwarber, too. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. We talked about Salvador Perez. I think it's time for him to.
He had like 40-something last year, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think he led the league in RBIs runs. He led the league in a major category,
which was God, yeah, he
to me when I heard,
yeah, him. Under the radar, big time.
Yeah,
I really want to go back and take Joey Gallo just to round this thing out. But, do I will it into existence or did you
take Olson earlier?
I didn't take him, so that was the other one I'm eyeing right now. It's either Olson. So for me, the final three, it comes down to Gallo, Olson, because I like Olson in the new spot, or taking a. Not a flyer because I think he's a beast on Luis Robert still sitting there and kind of mm-hmm.
too. Oh yeah,
lower down the list, but let's go with Olson. Let's go with Matt Olson. New team, new squad, makes it happen.
Matt
Olson.
Jack. All right, I'm gonna take a wild card here and take well. I'm going to take Tyler O'Neill for the Cardinals.
All right.
I think I've seen his arms in the offseason. They've only gotten bigger. He could barely fit in his jersey. He's going to be just blasting home runs in,
head size.
In that new AL ballpark that is in St. Louis. So to recap here, C2's got Vlad, Otani, Stanton, Schwarber, and Bryant. That's a good squad.
Yeah.
The odds fellow has Trout, Harper, Alvarez, Soto, and Olson. And I've got Alonzo, Judge, Devers, Reyes, and O'Neill.
We should put this on a poll, a graphic and a poll.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Last tiebreaker question before we go. Tiebreaker question. Everybody. Think in their heads, maybe write down on a piece of paper real quick, how many home runs is going to win the contest? Oh, all right, we've got
so you want to know cumulative
right. For the winning team, not your team, for the winning team, for all five guys combined.
Okay, I've got my number.
All right, I do too. All right, I'm going to write mine down. I got it written down, so we can't change it, right?
Okay.
All right.
So I'll give
C2,
it to you.
C2, you're first.
213.
213. Odds fellow.
199.
199.
Wow. Oh,
And I was 186.
Ooh, holy cow. My gosh. Okay, 213 scares the hell out of me now.
Well, yeah, all you guys have to average over 40 bombs.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have one guy hit 50.
Yeah. You know. That's what you get. You got to stretch out a little bit.
Should we should we do an alternate in case we get an injury?
I guess so. Or we could just go, it's your top four. You eliminate.
And the fifth one is alternate. Yeah. I get that.
So, yeah. You get to choose, which means that 213 okay. is best, not a good best, number.
Let's try with five. Let's try with five.
Right.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah. It's a fun contest. We can expand on this. We can keep doing
yeah.
fun
yeah. stuff. Yeah. I like it.
And if,
I like
it. Yeah, if Guns wants to come in and take.
There's still some value throughout the
board. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's still Salvador Perez, Acuna, Castellanos. Jimenez. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tay Oscar, who hit 40 something last year.
He was one
might even
or high 30s. I had him in another contest. I had him in Milt's contest.
Yeah, there's always somebody that comes out of nowhere, too. Yeah. I mean, let's not forget that. All right. So we want to go with five or we go with four? What do we decide?
Let's go with five. I like the okay. five. I think you pay just, the price of Malort if something bad goes in play. You should be factoring in health of your players in your picks.
You know, well, or maybe you can take a shot of Malort to get a sub in or something.
I already owe you three Malorts.
How about that? How about that? If one of your guys gets hurt for the season,
you can
Malort in.
Malort. Yeah.
Or drink or chug a beer or something. We'll figure it out. But all right, fellas. Well, that was a fun show. Yeah. Everybody
recap the plays real quick and get us out of here.
Yeah. Let's recap those plays, you two.
All right, so we'll have two official and one that I'll finalize in the morning, but it'll be the Cleveland Guardians over 8 at 114, the Nationals under 9 at 110, and then right now going with the Cubs under 10.5 at a minus 110.
So the Cubs is the one you're watching?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, it might not be.
Yeah, that goes up to 11. I'm in. Just kind of watching. It'll likely be on there, but
just in case.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, likely Yankees under and second under.
Yankees under, Twins under, and actually looking at Phillies under and Giants under.
Nice. Do you want to promo your promo that you put out on Twitter today? But you have a deal going on.
Yeah. So today, which would be the day before. Today it's
a great movie title,
a $500 with a $500 guarantee. I will honor that for opening day.
Love that.
So all day today, now that you're listening to this, $500 gets you in, and if I don't show a $500 profit, you get all $500 of that back.
Man of his word.
And he will, and he's only had 1 year that he did not profit, which was last year. And he did, and most people didn't even want the deal. Well, most people didn't even want the money back. They just, they understand it's gambling. Year. They rebought. Yep. So sign up if you love totals, sign up if you love baseball, and sign up if you love money, right?
That's right.
Is that good enough?
And maybe the dads will have you on.
There you go. We know these are winners because you're on our show and you get hot when you come on our show. So
that's right.
Until next time.
I may come on every day.
Hey, let's plan maybe when's a good time to come on. We don't need to wait all the way till the All-Star break, but let's plan to do another show maybe, I don't know.
Maybe the week after Easter?
Yeah, yeah. Kind of maybe 1st of May.
About 2 weeks. Even how these rules are impacting us and stuff.
Yeah,
all that.
Yeah.
Sounds all good. Right.
Sounds good, guys. Well, that's our show. Hope you enjoyed it. Follow us at @dad_bods on Twitter, and let's start making some money. See you guys.
Cheers all.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to our part 2 MLB preview featuring C2. If you like what you heard, give us a follow on Twitter @dad_bods. And also, did you know that we have a new Dad Bods VIP? To get into our VIP is just $50. $50 up front and then a $1 minimum tip per month. So join in April. You don't have to tip until May 1st join in May, you don't have to tip until June 1st. Either way, we have a great community on Slack. We'd love to have you. Just $50 to activate your membership. You'll get all plays from guns picks, pun picks, the odds fell, and lock bets. So if you're looking to bet NBA playoffs or MLB opening day, join today. Just $50. DM any of us, and we'll get you hooked up. Thanks for listening.